Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than 300,000 homes are now in arrears on their electricity bills. That's according to new figures from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, analysed by Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. 300,000 people in arrears, Charlie. That's horrendous.
It is horrendous. It's one in seven, Anton. It's, you know, the exact figure is 319,400 nearly 460. So, you know, 319,400. It's just huge. I was asking the regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, CRU, is this a record? Because it seems very high. I remember when the figure popped over 300,000, you know, that was a front page story in the Independent. That was huge. We hadn't seen that before. And the regulator saying on these figures, they think it certainly is the highest it's been in the last number of years. They're not absolutely sure. It may have been higher during the financial meltdown around 2011, 2010. But it is absolutely off the scale, you know, and the amount that people owe as well is huge. You know, 466 euros is the average outstanding bill. And, you know, within those figures as well, a large chunk of those, nearly all of those people who owe money are 90 days or more in arrears. Now, that's when it gets serious, you know. There's about 191,000 of those are in long-term arrears. So, you know, it's 191,000, yeah. So it's a real problem. So the figures are way up on what they were. And Charlie, these are figures up to December, Anton.
Is it possible to tell, I mean, it may not be just in the raw data, but is it possible to tell how much of that is people who are either disorganised or reluctant in paying, and how much of it is people who are evidently in energy poverty?
We don't know. We just get raw data. You know, we also got data on the gas numbers as well. It's about 26% of people. So more than a quarter of those who have a gas bill are behind on their payments. And you know, they owe an average of 192 euros. Again, a big chunk of them are long-term arrears. And we're not clear what's going on here. You know, there is a moratorium on disconnections during the winter, you know, so that people don't end up with no electricity over Christmas. And the number of disconnections is tiny. So, you know, that may be a factor. People don't see a big problem if they stop paying it. They may be prioritizing food, which, as we know, has gone through the roof. And a factor here as well, of course, Anton, is we didn't get this year for the first time in a number of years. There were no energy credits this year. They were discontinued in the budget. That was you know, that was a chunk of money last year, 250 euros. And we had a lot of the big players, with the exception of Electric Ireland, increase their prices at the end of last year as well. I mean, you know, average increases of 10-15%, which would have added up to 400, maybe 450 euros a year to the average cost of electricity. So, you know, I think just general strains here, cost of living, groceries in particular, and people are obviously prioritizing food maybe ahead of paying the electricity bill, and they need obviously to put on heating in the winter months. So, you know, I suspect these figures will be just as bad when we get the next batch, because this is only up to December. So, you know, January and February, they tend to be cold months as well. So it's pretty bad, you know, and Sinn Féin are saying this is an absolute disaster, and they're criticising the government heavily for getting rid of the energy credits. But it's going in the wrong direction. That's certainly the case, Anton.
Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie Weston, their personal finance editor with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.